You're listening to SBS News.
Horton did not stand up on the medal podium, and he's still not standing up.
Mack Horton took the silver medal on the opening night of the World Championships, but refused to stand next to gold medal winner Chinese swimmer Sun Yang. It was a silent protest that sparked international controversy. The Australian was narrowly beaten at the finish by Sun, with the Chinese swimmer taking his fourth straight 400-metre world title.
Sun it is who takes the first of the gold medals. Horton takes the silver.
Post-race, Horton refused to shake his hand or stand beside him for a photo. Sun Yang called the Australian athlete's behaviour disrespectful.
These are the usual bad tricks of Australian athletes. They want to influence my performance with these moves, but I do what I should do. I think during the award ceremony, this is a very important moment. Everyone is there representing their countries, and you should stand on the platform. You can choose not to respect me, but you must respect China.
The Australian's father, Andrew Horton, says his decision not to take the podium alongside Sun had nothing to do with rivalry.
It was very much in the moment, and but he made his mind up. He wanted to take a stand, and we fully support that.
Sun served a three-month doping suspension in 2014. He returned to the world stage in the 2016 Rio Games, where he took the silver in the 400 metres behind Horton with gold. The Australian controversially labelled his Chinese opponent a drug cheat. Andrew Horton says his son just wants a fair competition.
I don't think it's got anything to do with the rivalry at all. It just needs to be unilateral testing in the sport, and that's what all athletes are asking for.
Sun is currently facing allegations of another doping rule violation over claims that he smashed vials of his blood during a spat with testers. The ban could result in him not being allowed to compete in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. China Daily published a statement from Sun Yang's lawyers saying the swimmer had asked for a public hearing in order to be fully transparent and to clear his name, and that Sun Yang objects to being tried by the Australian press. The lawyers claim Sun refused to finish a doping test as the testing officers were not properly accredited. Richard Ings, the former chief of ASADA, Australia's anti-doping agency, condemned Horton's actions on Twitter, saying not standing on the podium should attract a hefty penalty, while supporters of the Chinese swimmer are calling Horton a sore loser. But others in the swimming community have supported his action. David McKeon calling it awesome, Melanie Wright sending her congratulations, and English champion Chris Walker-Hebben calling him a legend. Andrew Horton says his son is standing up for clean sport to ensure the future of the competition for the next generation.
Mac is very concerned about the next generation of swimmers coming through, and that, you know, what they're training and preparing themselves for.
The International Swimming Federation, FINA, has reportedly told Australian officials that Horton will not face sanctions over his podium boycott. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.